Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome to New Bremen, where our Indians are taking on the Cardinals tonight. And we're going to see how that all ends up. The Indians are, let me see if I have that in front of me, 6-6, 3-3 in the MAC. New Bremen is 6-9 and 2-6 in the MAC. They are coming off a loss at Minster, 4-3 in 11 innings on Tuesday. We're kind of hoping that they might be a little tired, but you know they're going to be anxious to get back after that kind of a heartbreaking loss. Indians are coming off of a fairly easy victory over at New Knoxville. They had a problem like we've had from time to time where their pitchers couldn't throw a strike to start off. So we got an early lead on them and then got a little more and a little more. So ended up 13-1 and in Indians coming away with a five-inning victory there. Let's kind of look at the league, if I can get my pages turned to the right place. For tonight, it's going to be St. Henry at Versailles. I think all four of the top teams are playing each other. St. Henry is 6-1 in the league. Versailles is 6 wins, no losses in the MAC. And Coldwater is at Minster. So Coldwater is 5-2 after their loss to Delta St. John's on Tuesday. And Minster is 6-1 in the MAC. So it's going to be a knockdown dragout with the top four teams there playing each other. And it's going to be a good one. Then Fort Recovery here at New Bremen. Marion Local is at Delta St. John's. Marion Local is 3-4 in the MAC. Delta St. John's is 3-4 in the MAC. Marion Local has a better overall record, 12-8. Delta St. John's is 7-10. And New Knoxville is at Parkway. New Knoxville has no wins. Parkway has 1 win in the MAC. So I think all the games on paper are going to be pretty evenly matched. Like I said, St. Henry at Versailles and Coldwater at Minster. That's the four tops teams playing each other, and that's going to be a good one. From Tuesday, those scores are Versailles beat Marion Local 6-1. Minster beat New Bremen 11-1, or 11 innings, 4-3. And St. Henry beat Parkway 8-2. Delta St. John's had 2 to Coldwater's 0. And my understanding was that Cameron Elwer pitched that. And I think most of us know how unbelievably good he is at basketball. And they say that he is better at baseball than he is at basketball. That's saying something. And then Fort Recovery beat New Knoxville 13-1. So they're doing some introducing some seniors and chit-chatting with each other. And they're going to, the New Bremen seniors are bringing our Fort Recovery seniors gift bags. Probably got firecrackers in them. Something that they can detonate remote control. That would be funny if it wasn't something that could hurt somebody. That'd be awesome. Get over the dugout and the stuff starts popping. That was pretty nice. And they're introducing all their seniors. And
they've got 4.
Yep. So looking at their seniors, Aaron Tiemann, seems like he's played 15 years. Johnny Heitkamp and Carson Keller and Nolan Keening. Those are their 4 seniors, and it's good to see. New Bremen's had some up and down over the last decade or two, but with Coach Wells here, he's doing some pretty good things here. And I think it was a couple of years ago, he was coaching here, and his son was playing at Marion Local, and they had to play each other at a time. Or they even played in the tournament against each other. So that's interesting. But Coach Wells, he's also the athletic director here, and they're just outstanding people. And I see Kurt Rammel out there, our former athletic director. He's helping out with them over here. And Scott Steinbruner, a lot of people, Fort Recovery people, know him from playing softball at Fort Recovery for 20 years probably. And just a really good all-around guy. He's got a son playing at Salina and a nephew playing at Salina. So the MAC stands like this for sales. If, from what I can gather, the MAC website isn't up anymore, isn't updated. But Versailles leading the MAC, 6 wins, no losses. Minster, 6 wins and 1 loss. St. Henry, 6-1. Coldwater, 5-2. Fort Recovery in 5th place, 3-3. Marion Local is 3 wins, 4 losses. And same with Delphi St. John's. New Bremen, 2-6 in the MAC. Parkway, 1 win, 5 losses. And New Knoxville has no wins in 8 tries. So today's games are the last ones scheduled in the MAC, but many, many of the teams, and I think probably all of them, have at least one makeup game. We have a couple that we're going to be doing. I think, yeah, they're getting ready for the coaches' meeting at home plate with the umpires, so we still have a little bit of time here. What we have left here for the season is today's game at New Bremen. Tomorrow we are scheduled to play at Anna. The weather looks like it's not going to cooperate, but we will be there if they are playing, rain or shine. If they're playing, we'll be at the game announcing. Then Saturday, home doubleheader with Rushi starting at 11 a.m. If we get a lot of rain on Friday, we may end up having to play just one game or move it to a noon start or something like that. But just stay tuned. We'll do any games they're playing. We'll be there. Then Monday, we have another long week. Monday at Arcanum. Tuesday, hosting St. Mary's. Thursday, hosting Versailles. And that's going to be the completion from I believe maybe the first or second week of the season here. Let me see here.
Yeah. No, she said we're going to finish.
Second week.
We're going to finish that game and then play another one.
Okay.
A non-league game.
Okay, good. Oh, that's really good. Yeah, because it was top of the fifth.
Fifth inning.
And they're leading 5-0, I believe. I might have written that down, but whatever it was. It's really not worth them making a trip to play for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So they're going to probably, if they can't get a whole game in, they'll play as long as they can. And, you know, it's pitching practice, batting practice, fielding practice. And both teams are going to have a quality opponent, so they're not just screwing around. So that'll be Thursday at Versailles. Or home versus Versailles. Thanks, Jerry. As I mentioned earlier, it's not for Jerry. I'm saying the wrong stuff all the time. Friday, we are at Delphi St. John's. That's the game we never even got started, never even went up there from early in the season. And that would be the end of our MAC schedule. And Saturday, we are scheduled to host Tri-Village in a single game at 11 a.m. Then tournament, that draw is this weekend, and it will be coaches voting. So that's going to be what most of the coaches prefer, unlike the basketball season that went to computer kind of stuff. So for the tournament, the first game, I believe for everybody, unless you would get a bye, we're probably not going to get a bye. But sometimes those the teams that that get a choice will opt to play rather than taking a bye. So we'll see how that goes. But the first games are scheduled for Tuesday the 14th. And then that's a sectional semifinal. Then the finals would be the Thursday the 16th. And then the district starts on Wednesday. That's the following Wednesday and Friday the 22nd and 24th. And then after that, it would be regionals at the end of the month, 30th and 31st, up at Elida. And then the state games would be at Akron 7, 8, and 9 of June. So looks like we're not going to do a national anthem. So the looks like the New Bremen Cardinals are going to take the field, and it'll be sophomore James Nelson. They are going to get ready for the national anthem, so we'll take a break. But James Nelson will be pitching for the Cardinals. We'll take a break while they do the national anthem. Back right after this.
Hi, this is Amanda Segerson, Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
It's First Thursday at Stroll Appliance and Electronics. Strolls will be open until 7 p.m. this Thursday for your shopping convenience. You will always find a great deal on First Thursday of the month at Strolls. GE Appliances, Radio Shack Electronics, Scrapbooking Supplies are all at Strolls. 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back to New Bremen, where our Indians are getting ready to play the Cardinals. And batting order will be left fielder Reese Wendell and pitcher Alex Dews, the designated hitter Caden Homan, the first baseman Gavin Fowler, center fielder Troy Homan, third baseman Caden Grizzy, and shortstop Alex Garkey, catcher Riggs Toby, and right fielder Reese Evers. And Sage Wendell will be playing first base, or second base, excuse me, and he'll be, Caden Homan will be batting for him. So on the mound, as I mentioned right before the national anthem, it'll be James Nelson on the mound for the Cardinals. He's a sophomore right-hander. And his battery mate will be Johnny Heitkamp. I believe he's been the catcher there for a couple of years now. And it's going to be a pretty interesting game here. Both teams are doing about 500 on the season, and so we'll see how it goes. Reese Wendell is going to be stepping in to start it off for our Indians. He's been pretty hot at the plate between really milking the things and getting walks and putting the bat on the ball and getting base hits. So let's see if he can get us started off again. He steps in, and Nelson looks in. First pitch, foul back to the screen. Pretty nice pitch, and Reese got a little bit of it. Nelson looks in again. That was a slow one.
Hits him in the leg.
Yeah, it probably dropped 2 feet, about 5 feet from the plate, and went down, hit him. I'm thinking down around the foot or the bottom of the leg.
Well, just under the knee.
And it wasn't like real hard.
Oh,
so,
no.
So he didn't have any real trouble heading down to first base.
There's probably not even a mark.
Yep. Alex Dews at the plate now. That's a strike on the inside corner. Nice pitch. Alex is ready. Reese with a little bit of the lead over at first. And there's a hard shot to the second baseman. Steps on second for one. Over to first in time. That was, I think they call that a tailor-made double play. That was, the ball naturally brought him towards second base. He picked up the ball and one step, and that is quickly two outs. So it'll be Caden Homan coming to the plate. He's also been very good with the bat. Two outs now. Nobody on for the Indians. Caden Homan, then Gavin Fowler. That one might be a little high. One ball, no strikes. A little hard to see the scoreboard, so I'll try to have to keep myself in line with the pitches. It was a strike down in the about waist high, maybe a little lower. Pretty nice pitch. Ball and a strike from James Nelson, sophomore right-hander for the Cardinals. Comes to the plate. That one's inside. Two balls and a strike. Next pitch from Nelson. A little high. Three balls and a strike. So see if Caden can either find a pitch he likes and drive it or take a little walk over to first base and maybe we can get him moving with two outs. Top of the first. That one's real high. And he'll take that walk down to first base. So a two-out walk to Caden Homan. And that will bring Gavin Fowler, the first baseman, to the plate. Troy Homan on deck. Nelson looks in, gets a sign. A little bit of a lead over there for Caden at first. That's a strike up in the right about the letters. Pretty nice pitch from Nelson. Nelson looks in, has a sign, and that's hit over to kind of slow roller over to first base. Shortstop. He throws it over to first just in time. And that is the third out. And so we've played a half an inning. It is Indians 0, Cardinals coming to bat.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still bake you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4888.
Welcome back to New Bremen, where our Indians are taking on the Cardinals. Alex Dews on the mound for the Indians. And in the bottom of the first inning, it'll be Gavin Quellhorst, Aaron Thiemann, Nolan Keening, Johnny Heitkamp. And I'll go on down the batting order. Jack Saylor, Carson Keller, Austin Heckman, Caleb Keller, and Grayson Tinnerman. And it'll be Alex. Alex pitched a couple of innings at New Knoxville on Tuesday. And then Troy Homan pitched a couple of innings. And then Rex Leverett came in and struck out the side with 11
pitches. Maybe.
I think he threw 11 pitches and And they were all strikes. I think a couple of them got might have got fouled off, but he was awesome. Three strikeouts in the fifth inning. Big swing and a miss by Quillhorst. Left-handed batter, center fielder for the Cardinals. And he's a sophomore. Second pitch a little off the plate. So a ball and a strike. Gavin Quillhorst. Alex comes to the plate again. Beautiful pitch right down the middle. One ball, two strikes to Quillhorst, leading it off for the Cardinals here in the bottom of inning number one. Alex comes to the plate again. Fouls that one off over the third base dugout, out of play. Count stays a ball and two strikes. Quillhorst ready. Alex comes to the plate. That one's a kind of a slow roller. Takes a big old swing at the curveball and gets a little bit of it. One hopper to Alex right on the mound and easily strolls over and flips it to Gavin Fowler at first base. So it's one up, one down for the Cardinals in the bottom of the first. And it'll be a shortstop, Aaron Thiemann, batting right-handed. Swing and a miss for Timmerman. Thiemann, Nolan Keening on deck. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the first, no score. That one's a strike on the inside corner. So no balls and two strikes to Thiemann. Alex Dews comes to the plate again. Fouls that one back over the screen, out into the field toward the football field. Out where they were practicing a little earlier with some track and field events. Alex comes to the plate again. A ball, two strikes. That one's down
that
low.
That one's in the dirt.
Yep, that one hit in front of the plate and bounced over Riggs. Nobody on base, so nobody's going anywhere. Two balls, two strikes now. One out. Bottom of the first. Thiemann at the plate. That one's way high. Off of Riggs' glove. Counts full now. Alex had him one ball, two strikes. For three pitches, and then now he's thrown two straight balls. Full count, one out.
Well, the board shows 2-2. But you might be right.
Doesn't make any difference now. Pops that one up to second base. Sage has it, and that's two outs.
Now up, number 11, Nolan Keening.
Nolan Keening, the first baseman. Johnny Heitkamp, the catcher, on deck. Right-handed batter. Big barrel-chested young man. I'm going to just guess he's pretty strong.
I'd say you're probably right.
Good, strong-looking guy. I missed what that first one was. Is that two balls, no strikes?
Yes, I believe it is.
Yep, okay. Alex wipes a little sweat off of his brow. A little bit of a breeze to help keep it cool, but it's about 80 degrees out here. It is beautiful. Now it's a strike right down the pike. Two balls and a strike. Two outs, bases empty. Alex Deuce pitching. Keening at the plate. He fouls one back. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Johnny Heitkamp on deck for the Cardinals. Alex has his sign, and it's slow.
Just kind of a slow
hopper to second base, and they get him just in time. Handcuffed him on that goofy hop there.
Yeah,
that last hop, but he did recover, pick it up, flip over to Gavin, and that's three up, three down. We'll be back with the top of the second right after this.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
In this world of apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of year-end stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-85 4049.
Welcome back to New Bremen. Indians batting for the second time. No score here in today's game. And it's Troy Homan, left-handed batting as always. Second pitch fouled back to the screen. I believe it's 1-1.
Yes.
And Troy Homan, Caden Grizzy, and Alex Garkey due up for the Indians here in the top of inning number two. We had a runner left on base. We got a
walk.
Got a hit by pitch, and then a double play, and then a walk, and then shortstop over to first base. So
that was another ball there. Way before the plate.
Yep, two balls and a strike. Nelson comes again. That's a nice pitch right down the middle. Two balls, two strikes to Troy Homan. James Nelson, sophomore right-hander for the New Bremen Cardinals. Troy Homan ready. That one's slow curve.
Hit him in the foot. Mm.
I didn't notice it hit him, but the umpire did.
Hit him in the foot, but I didn't know if it bounced first and then hit him in the foot.
Yeah, I guess that's true, too. So first man on for the Indians, just like last inning. And Caden Grizzy will come to the plate, our third baseman, sophomore. Alex Garkey, also a sophomore, shortstop on deck. Nobody out. There's
foul.
Dribbler down the third baseline, about 10 feet foul. No balls and a strike to Caden Grizzy. Again, a young man that really puts bat on the ball. He doesn't get cheated at the plate.
No.
Nelson comes to plate again. That one's popped up right side. First baseman may have a play.
May get out of out of play.
It went on out of play. Looked like he had a bead on it, but he wasn't going to run that one down fence. Got in his way, and I don't think he would have caught up to it anyway. So I believe it's no balls, two strikes, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that's what the board says anyway.
I can barely read that.
No, I can
see. It's
not
bright enough. So, no balls, two strikes. Caden Grizzy, a couple of fouls, and Troy takes off for second. That one is over to the second baseman. Troy moves over to second base. That puts him in scoring position. We're going to give him a sacrifice on that one, and it'll be one out, but we now have a runner in scoring position. Looks like we're going to try to see if we can't manufacture a run here. So, going to bring Alex Garkey, shortstop, sophomore, to the plate. Riggs Toby on deck. James Nelson looks back at Troy. There's a line drive into left field.
That drops
in there in front of the left fielder, and Troy had to hold up.
Yeah,
at
it
second
dropped
base.
Right in front of him.
Yeah, if he had caught that and Troy had been running, it would have been a double play. So Troy stays at second base. Alex Garkey is at first with a single, the Indians' first hit. And here comes Riggs Toby with one out. Receivers on deck. Riggs Toby, the senior catcher for the Indians. We needed him when he was a freshman to come in and be the catcher, and he did a pretty good job back then. Of course, every year he's gotten better and better and better.
Yes.
But he was really good for a freshman, and now he's just really good. So that little pitcher stepped off the rubber and kind of looked back. There's first pitch.
Trying to keep the runners honest there.
Yep. Strike down the middle. No balls and a strike to Riggsy. Riggs steps back in. Nelson's ready. Looks back at Troy. Comes to the plate. That one's high. 1-1. Ball and a strike to Riggs. One out. Two runners on for the Indians here in the second inning. No score. Top of two. Nelson comes again. That one's a strike in the bottom end of the strike zone. A ball, two strikes. Riggs is ready. James Nelson is ready. Troy's heading for third, and he's in there head first before the ball even gets there. He got a really good jump on that.
He got a big jump.
Yep. And with the throw to third, Alex Garkey moves to second, so we have him second and third. And I believe that was a ball, two balls, two strikes.
Yeah, that's what the board says, 2-2, yep. two, one out.
And James Smith looks in again. Riggsy ready to...
We just need a good base hit here.
Yeah,
we'll
get an RBI. He could even get a run in with a sacrifice fly.
Yeah.
He puts it out there pretty good. So we'll take a run any way we can get it, because this might be one of those games where the winner might have two or three runs. So Riggs is ready. Nelson is ready. That one's inside. That must have caught him a little bit, caught his jersey probably. So I don't believe that was a walk. I think that was only ball three. So that fills the bases. Either way, he's there.
Yeah.
We have bases full.
So we got Mr. Evers here.
Reese Evers at the plate. And he'll be followed by the top of the order, Reese Wendell. There's a little skipper over to the on-deck circle. Reese Wendell fields it easily. That was a slow roller. Might have been enough. I was going to say I could field that, but I'd still be on my way bending over. So it was slow enough. If I'd have been down there, I'd have caught it. But anyway, I could have got down there that fast, and it wasn't coming that fast. That's a hard hit ball. Oh, just fouled
just
out of the third baseline. He ripped that one pretty good.
Yeah.
The ball's two strikes to Reese Evers, right fielder today for our Indians. No balls, two strikes. Bases full of Indians, one out. That one's low. Dropped in front of the catcher. Nobody's going anywhere. The catcher calls time, and he's going to go out and talk to the pitcher. Going to see what they're going to try to get a little strategy on the pitch, I guess. So a ball, two strikes to Reese Evers. We have Troy Homan at third, Alex Garkey at second, Riggs Toby at first. Indians looking to plate some runs here in the top of the second inning. One out. Receivers at the plate. That one's strike just on the inside corner. And he kind of watched that one. Two outs now, so we can't get a sacrifice. But we do have the top of the order, Reese Wendell, who has been hot with the bat. He got hit by, I think, the third pitch of the game in the first inning, and then got out on a double play that Alex hit into a tailor-made double play. Reese Wendell looking to get some runs in for the Indians. That one's a little inside, maybe low. One ball, no strikes. Bases full of Indians and two outs now. Top of inning number two. No score yet.
Shortly.
Swing and a miss on a low pitch. A ball and a strike. That one was low enough that the catcher just barely caught that. It could have gotten away, could have squirted away. Nelson shakes off one sign, comes to the next one. That one's a little inside. Two balls, one strike to leadoff batter Reese Wendell. Alex Dews on deck, our pitcher. Reese Wendell, our perennial left fielder. Nelson comes to the plate. He lifts one hard down the left field line. Foul. Gave it a pretty good shot, but on a line shot, but about 5 feet foul. Two balls, two strikes. Nelson against Reese Wendell. That one's very high. Full count.
Yep.
Not where the pitcher wants to be. A full count with the bases full.
No.
He has to throw a strike, and Reese is a good hitter. This is a, I don't know if this is a proverbial batter's pitch, but hitter's pitch, but I think this is what I would call it. And that is a ball in the dirt. Catcher hangs on to it, so only the force-in run scores, but the Indians do lead 1-0. And Reese Wendell at first base for the second time.
Coach is going to go out and talk to him.
Yep, and Alex Deuce is going to be the pitcher. And Coach Chad Wells is going to go out and going to try to settle him down. And it'll give me a chance to maybe talk a little bit about what's coming up. Tomorrow, we are scheduled to play at Anna. The weather isn't looking great, but stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio. We'll not let you know if it's not on. If you don't hear that it's not on, it will be on. 5 o'clock at Anna. Then Saturday, we host Rushi in a doubleheader.
Yeah,
that starts at 11 a.m.
And
tournament drawings on Sunday. Next week, we have baseball at Arcanum. And Tuesday, we host St. Mary's. And Saturday, host Tri-Village. And we are back to action. Alex Dews at the plate. Nelson ready to go after a little cooling down with the coach. Big swing and a miss on a high pitch. No balls and a strike to Alex Dews. Sixth batter of the inning for the Indians. Bases full. One run in already. Looking to get more. Alex looking to help himself with a drive into the gap, maybe. And he puts one over to the shortstop. He comes up firing. And he is safe. Alex hustling down the line.
He was,
beats out a single. Nice play by the shortstop to try to get there. But that will add another run for our Indians. And it's 2-0. And have bases still full. And Caden Homan, again, another guy with a pretty hot bat. He milked a walk last time. And Gavin Fowler on deck. Eighth batter for the Indians. That one's
foul.
Dribbled over toward Coach Ike, third base. He gets it back out to Nelson. The ball's in a strike to Caden Homan. Nelson looks in, gets his sign. Indians everywhere on the base paths. That one's a little inside. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs. There's a hard hit ball into center field, but that's basically right at
right
the center field.
Center field. He took that two steps.
Yep, yeah, that was a really hard hit ball. As I said, he's been putting the bat on the ball really well. But that one was right at the center fielder. That's out number three, but the Indians score a couple, leave three men on, and now lead 2-0 going into the bottom of the second. We'll be back right after this.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. This new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Welcome back. We are here at New Knoxville, or excuse me, New Bremen. That was, Knoxville is Tuesday. I'm lost.
Yeah.
So yeah. We are sitting facing the west like we did at New Knoxville, so I'm going to blame it on that.
Okay.
Set up the same way. But anyway, yeah. Bottom of the second, Indians leading 2-0. Cardinals will bring Johnny Heitkamp, the catcher, and Jack Saylor and Carson Keller. Heitkamp's a senior. Keller's a senior, Saylor is a junior. Alex Dew's on the mound for the Indians. First one's fouled off, back over the third base dugout into the practice area for the shot, putt, and discus. No balls and a strike to Johnny Heitkamp. This is another one of those guys that's been playing for a while. Slow curve, that's hit pretty hard. Takes a couple of steps back there and
Troy's got it. No problem.
Not real deep center field, but good hit ball, but well hit ball. But it's one up, one down for the Cardinals in the second inning. Junior Jack Saylor, the third baseman, at the plate for the New Bremen Cardinals. Alex looks in. That one's a little high. Sometimes you can get that guy to bite on that. It's really hard to hit, but it's really hard to
lay
not
off
swing.
Of. Off. Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly right. One ball, no strikes. Swing and a miss on a probably in the strike zone, but low. A ball and a strike to Saylor. Carson Keller on deck, the left fielder. That one's fouled back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. Alex Dew's pitching very well so far today. 1-2-3 in the first inning. First man out here in the second inning. One ball, two strikes to Saylor. That one's a little low. Two balls, two strikes. Senior Carson Keller, the left fielder on deck. One out, bases empty. Alex Deuce brings it.
That's, got him.
Ooh, that was strike three. Called strike three, so that was a nice pitch there by Alex.
Next up, the left fielder.
Caught him looking.
Carson Keller.
And Alex has it working today. Left fielder Carson Keller steps in with two outs. Nobody on for the Cardinals. Austin Heckman, the designated hitter, on deck. Five up, five down so far for Alex. He lifts that one into left or right field. Right fielder goes back and has it. Looked like he was looking for it there for a second after he put his glove up. It's a little too far for us to see for sure.
Little worried, Derek.
Yep. Reese Evers chases it down, and it's three up, three down again for the Cardinals. We'll go to the third right after this.
Hi, this is Emily Andrews from Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries Golden Technology recliners and offers an assortment of recliner options in various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to personalize the order. Let our experienced customer service representatives help choose a recliner for a comfortable fit for Mother's Day this year. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery on Commerce Street off State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Welcome back to New Bremen. Our Indians leading 2-0, going to the top of the third inning. And for our Indians, it'll be cleanup hitter Gavin Fowler, first baseman, senior. followed by Troy Homan and Caden Grizzy. First time up. That's low ball one. First time up, Gavin grounded out to the shortstop. And he has been putting the bat on the ball this year. There's a hard hit ball down the third baseline. Foul. One ball, one strike. Gavin Fowler is ready. James Nelson is ready. He'll bring it to the plate. That one was a nice slow curve that went right in the zone. I'd say if you tell Gavin he's going to pitch that again, he'll hit the scoreboard. One ball, two strikes. Nelson comes to the plate. That one's a little outside. Two balls, two strikes. First batter here in the top of the third inning for our Indians, Gavin Fowler. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. That one's a little high. Full count. Gavin Fowler, this is a hitter's pitch, I'm going to say. We'll see what he can do with this. Popped up.
It's out of play, back behind us.
Yep. Hope it doesn't come down on top of us.
Yes.
Because we got caps on. We look up and looking into the sun, and the ball goes away. So count stays full count. That one's another squibber toward the little slow roller toward the dugout, the Indians dugout on the third base side. Gavin will step back in. This will be the eighth pitch to Gavin. Nelson looks in. Gavin, I think he caught a little bit of it, but the catcher also caught the ball. So that's a strikeout for James Nelson. One out now, and that'll bring Troy Homan to the plate. He got hit by a pitch on his lower leg first time up, last inning.
Actually, I think it hit his foot.
Yep, somewhere down in there. Ooh, that looked like high and outside, but it's called strike. Troy is always batting left-handed. No balls and a strike to Troy. Troy puts down a bunt. Pitcher comes out, has it. Nice play by the pitcher. He throws down there, and they say he got him by a billionth of a step.
Yeah,
it was a pretty close play.
Yeah, it was, because the throw was actually off a little.
Yep. The first baseman had to reach for it.
Reach behind him.
Yeah. And so Troy, that works for Troy a whole bunch of times, but not that time. So it's two up, two down for the Indians here in the third inning. Caden Grizzy will be the batter, third baseman, sophomore for the Indians. Sophomore shortstop, Alex Garkey, on deck. That one's way low in the dirt. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the third, Indians lead 2-0. Grizzy takes that one. I thought it was up a little bit, but top end of the strike zone. If he's calling it that way for both teams, that's just fine. Nelson looks in, gets a sign. Grizzy with another called strike. A ball, two strikes to Caden Grizzy. Alex Garkey waiting on deck, hoping to get a chance to bat this inning. Two outs, bases are clear. Two balls, two strikes to Caden Grizzy. That one's down in the dirt, hits way in front of the plate. Full count again. He has thrown a lot of pitches this inning.
Yes, he has.
Nelson looks in. Caden's ready at the plate. That's a swing and a miss. And that's second strikeout for Nelson this inning. And that'll be three up, three down for the Indians. We go to the bottom of the third. Indians 2, Cardinals 0.
Do you
have graduation or Memorial Day parties to prepare for? Just remember that Wayne IGA has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for a roaster full of their great roasted chicken and their delicious shredded chicken, beef, or barbecue pork. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays. Fruit, vegetable, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you need for your graduation or Memorial Day parties at Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to New Bremen, and the Indians are leading 2-0, going to the bottom of the third inning, and it's going to be the designated hitter, Austin Heckman, followed by Caleb Keller and Grayson Tinnerman. And Alex has been pitching great. 1-2-3 in the first inning, 1-2-3 in the second inning. That one is
foul.
Foul line, little line drive bouncer down to the Coach Wells, the coach at third base. No balls and a strike. Designated hitter, Austin Heckman. Called strike. Nice pitch by Alex. No balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss. And that's one up, one down in the third inning for the Cardinals. It'll be the second baseman, Caleb Keller, the sophomore.
Next up, the second baseman, Caleb Keller.
Right-handed batter. That one's kind of squibbled down the first base. Gavin picks it up, steps on the bag. Two up, two down for the Cardinals here in bottom half of the third inning.
Next up, the right fielder.
That'll bring Grayson Tinnerman coming to the plate, batting left-handed. Grayson Tinnerman is a freshman. He lifts one in the high in the infield, going back to the edge of the grass.
No problem.
Has it? Just exactly where that was, he could have tripped over the lip of that grass, but he gets it, and that is out number three. So
that's impressive, these two young hitters. They're swinging at first pitches.
Yep. And, you know, be aggressive. I didn't, you know, I was talking with somebody earlier. You can teach them to, once they learn to be aggressive and get the good swings, you can teach them to back that down and milk it if the pitcher isn't doing well. So we'll be back with the top of the fourth inning right after this.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting and tillage tools, to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery work for you.
Welcome back to New Bremen, where our Indians are batting for the fourth time, leading 2-0. Alex Garkey starts it off. He had a single and scored the second run last inning. Riggs, Toby, and receivers to follow him. 7, 8, and 9 in our batting order. Alex Garkey, shortstop, steps back in. Big, strong young man.
Yes.
James Nelson still pitching. Hard hit ball knocked down by the shortstop. I think he made a really good play just to keep that in the infield. That was a hard hit ball, and he went way to his right and was able to knock it down, but that was all he could do. So a leadoff single for Alex Garkey, and that'll bring Riggs Toby to the plate. Catcher, receivers on deck. Riggs got hit by a pitch his first time up and was stranded at third. Fakes a bunt. That's a little high, I believe. A ball, no strikes. The third baseman is in. A bunt is a really good idea right here. Alex can get down to second in a hurry. See if we can get something going here. Riggs puts bunt down, first baseline, and pitcher comes and has it, throws to the second baseman covering first, and it looked like he might have gone off, but the umpire.
I thought he lifted.
Yeah, the umpire looked over at him to make sure he still had the ball, and then called him out. So, but that did what the main thing we wanted to do is get that runner over to second base. So Alex Garkey is at second base, and Riggs Toby with a sacrifice bunt, and Reese Evers, our right fielder senior, coming to the plate. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Reese Wendell. That one's a little outside. One ball, no strikes. Reese is ready. James Nelson is ready. Pitch comes to the plate. He hits one.
Oh.
Just down to the third baseman. He knocks it down. Can't play it. It's probably an error. What do you think, Jerry?
I would say so, because
I don't know. Should have had that.
If it fell out of his glove or he didn't pick it up right. Or,
yep.
Yeah.
It'll be an E5. But
he bobbled it. Yep. Whoever's running the scoreboard gave him one, too.
Yeah, that's not nearly as important as us having a guy on base. We have one out.
Yeah.
And runners at first and second.
First and second.
And the top of the order at the plate, Reese Wendell, a sophomore.
Oh.
Swing and a miss. Left fielder for our Indians. Been the leadoff batter all year, and he is a ball player. Lifts one high into center field. Alex is going to tag at second base and stay there.
Yep.
So
which is probably smart.
Yep. I'd have liked to have seen us being able to get a run out of that, but so that's the first out that Reese Evers has made. Out number two for the Indians this inning. Alex Deuce comes to the plate. First inning he hit into double play, and then he hit a single, and I believe drove in a run in the second, or in the third inning, second inning, excuse me. He comes back and
outside.
Yep. Ball, no strikes. Alex Dew's looking to help himself some. Runner in scoring position. That's inside. Two balls, no strikes. Alex Garkey at second. Reese Evers at first. Alex Dew's at the plate. Caden Homan with a hot bat stands in the on-deck circle. That one's slow curve inside. Three balls, no strikes. So this is going to be a strike. But are we going to take it? I would say we will. That one's low. And that walks and loads the bases. Walked on four straight pitches. Alex Dews.
This young pitcher, I think he gets a little nervous and he tries to aim it.
Yep.
On that full count pitch that he did last time, too. He tried to aim it, and it ended up in the dirt.
That moves Alex Garkey to third, receivers to second. Alex Dews is at first base, and Caden Homan, the designated hitter, and that's what he's in there for, is to hit. He has lined out to center field on a hard hit ball and walked in the first inning. That's in the dirt, but the catcher blocks it.
Yep.
One ball, no strikes.
There's not a lot of space to the backstop. So
no, but if it gets away, if Alex has a...
He's got a good lead, he might.
A decent lead down there, we might give it a try. And the pitcher, the sophomore, would be covering. So that one's a strike. Nice pitch.
And yeah, if he doesn't do that right away,
That's the pitcher's first strike in six pitches. So Caden was going to be taking that no matter what it was going to be. One ball, one strike. Now he can probably swing away. Gavin Fowler on deck. Cleanup hitter. Caden calls time, steps out. Runners step back to their bases. Again, Alex Garkey at third. Receivers at second. Alex Dews at first. Bases full, two outs. Top of the fourth inning, Indians lead 2-0. That one's low and in the dirt. Two balls and a strike, I believe.
That's what the board says. All right.
2-1 pitch coming to the plate. That one's a little inside. Three balls and a strike. Caden, he's going to throw a strike. And you're going to hit it in a gap.
That'd be nice.
He hits it to the shortstop, comes up throwing, and has him for the third out. So we've played 3.5, going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians lead 2-0 over the Cardinals.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to New Bremen. Our Indians leading 2-0 going to the bottom of the fourth inning. And so in three innings, Alex has faced nine batters. 1-2-3 in the first, 1-2-3 in the second, 1-2-3 in the third. So we go back to the top of the order. Gavin Quellhorst, Aaron Tiemann, and Nolan Kenning. Alex has been pitching extremely well today, just like we have seen him do a number of times over the last several years. That one's a slow curve, popped up and behind second base. And
Troy has it.
Yep, the second baseman was going out. Sage was going out there, but...
Troy called him off.
Yeah, Troy called him off. Troy's running at it, and that is how that's supposed to go. One up, one down. I believe that was one pitch, one out. They are aggressive, and that's good. Aaron Tiemann, the shortstop senior, at the plate. First pitch called strike. Kenning on deck. Alex Deuce comes to the plate again. Sidearm. Beautiful pitch right down the middle.
Yes.
No balls, two strikes to Aaron Tiemann. Pretty good old ball player over the last several years. Senior shortstop. That one's high in the zone. I think Tiemann thought that was out of the zone, but he called that on one of our batters too. So it is he's calling it both ways, and that's okay. We've had a couple of times when the when the umpires had an extremely small strike zone. This one's a little more like Alex usually has. So two outs. Called strike. Keening, Nolan Keening, the first baseman. He'll hit one to
shortstop.
Alex Garkey comes up firing. And that's out number three. So first, second, third, and fourth inning. Alex Deuce has put him down. 1-2-3. We played four complete. Going to the fifth inning. It is Indians still in the lead. 2-0 over the Cardinals.
It's First Thursday at Stroll Appliance and Electronics. Strolls will be open until 7 p.m. this Thursday for your shopping convenience. You will always find a great deal on First Thursday of the month at Strolls. GE Appliances, Radio Shack Electronics, Scrapbooking Supplies are all at Strolls. 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
We're back here at New Bremen, and it is the Indians batting in the fifth inning. It'll be Gavin Fowler, Troy Homan, Caden Grizzy. Nelson still on the mound, battling for the New Bremen Cardinals. First pitch called strike. Gavin has struck out swinging and grounded out to the shortstop in the second inning, I believe. First inning. And that's a big hopper out by a second baseman. Shortstop comes across and gets him by about a step. That was a high hopper. I thought that might give him a little time, to get to first base, but
not enough.
Played very, very well by the shortstop.
Just checked, the girls are up 2-0 against New Bremen in the top of the fourth.
All right,
Bigley Tabby's pitching,
and we're up 2-0.
Yeah,
here. So if you're back at the fort, get out there and watch the girls and listen to us, and keep track of both of them. First pitch to Troy Homan, a little outside. One ball, no strikes. One out, nobody on. Top of the fifth inning, Indians leading the Cardinals 2-0. That one's high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. James Nelson out there battling for the Cardinals. He's only given up three hits. That one's ripped. down there's some fans down there that were fortunately paying attention, because that fence is only chest high.
And they got somebody warming up in the bullpen, and they were, and along with coach, they were all ducking.
Yeah, the spotter was doing his job there. Yeah. That was a called strike. Two balls, two strikes. That's called strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on. Troy batting left-handed, as always. Nelson gets his sign. Swinging, I think he might have foul tipped it, but the catcher caught it. So two up, two down for our Indians. So Nelson's done pretty well. He's walked three. He's actually struck out three hits, and he's hit three batters. So three's his lucky number today. Yeah. We have two outs now. Caden Grizzy, third baseman at the plate, sophomore. Alex Garkey on deck. It's a called strike. Nice pitch on the inside corner.
Yep.
No balls and a strike to Caden Grizzy. And we were watching when he went down at Minster in the batter's box.
Marion.
Marion, yeah. And thought he would, I thought he was done for the season. Well, 10 days later, he's playing again.
Yeah.
He said, oh, that happens all the time. So our trainer gave him a few little things to do, and he was ready to go. No balls, two strikes to Caden. He swings, gets it kind of an inside-out swing. Slow roller to the third or shortstop. He gets it over to
first base
in plenty of time, and that's out number three. So Indians go down 1-2-3 for the first time today, and going to the bottom of the fifth inning, Indians still lead 2-0.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Welcome back to New Bremen, where our Indians are leading 2-0, bottom of the fifth. Johnny Heitkamp at the plate. First pitch fouled off over the third base, first base dugout. And the second pitch is a little bit off. One ball, one strike. Alex looking at the plate again. Sidearm, beautiful strike. Man, does he have stuff going today. He has faced 12 batters, and every one of them has been out. Fifth inning, and Chad Wells' New Bremen Cardinals are looking to finally get a base runner somewhere along the line. That one's fouled back. I think it's ball two strikes to Johnny Heitkamp, catcher, cleanup batter, Jack Saylor on deck. Excuse me, this is Jack Saylor. I missed something there. I don't know where I missed something, but that was no, I take it back. That was Johnny Heitkamp, so that'll bring Saylor to the plate. So that one was shortstop over to first. Yeah. One out pretty quickly. And that'll bring the third baseman, Jack Saylor. That one's a little high, stays a little high. One ball, no strikes. Carson Keller on deck. That one's fouled back to the screen. A ball and a strike to Jack Saylor, second batter of the inning. One out, nobody on for the Cardinals. Bottom of the fifth inning. That one's half swing. The umpire said he went, and I think it was probably going to be a called strike anyway.
Yeah.
A ball and two strikes now to Saylor. Alex Deuce is pitching well today. Comes to the plate again. That one's lifted.
That one's
very shallow right field. Second baseman's coming out, but
receiver
calls him off
because
he's coming at it. And that is two up, two down again for the Cardinals. And that'll bring up left fielder Carson Keller, the senior. If they can get him on base, it'll be Austin Heckman, the designated hitter. Keller at the plate, sidearm, a little outside.
Just missed.
One ball, no strikes. Third batter of the inning for the Cardinals, Alex Dews. He fouls that one over the screen. No balls, two strikes. Or two, one ball, one strike, excuse me. Alex looks in, gets a sign. Keller at the plate. Tries to put the bunt down right in front of the plate. Alex comes over, gets it, and gets him by about a step. Nice play by Alex to be ready. That's about the only way they're going to get a hit, I think. So it's been 15 up and 15 down for the New Bremen Cardinals here through five innings. Indians lead 2-0.
At Venus World Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
We have James Nelson back out on the mound for the New Bremen Cardinals, and we put Alex Garkey, Riggs Toby, and Reese Evers, 7, 8, and 9 for the Indians to the plate. That one is kind of swung at and bounced foul down the third baseline. Just a little squibber. Third baseman came running in, got it. If it had stayed fair, I think he might have been able to beat that one out. So it's a ball and no ball and one strike to Alex Garkey. And we're in the top of the sixth inning. Indians leading 2-0. Scored both of their runs in the second. Put nine batters at the plate, I think. Eight batters, I believe. And that one's lifted pretty high center field. Center fielder comes over, has it pretty easily. So one up, one down for the Indians here in the sixth inning. And that's going to bring catcher Riggs Toby. Riggs was hit by a pitch in the second and stranded at third base, and then hit a sacrifice to move Alex Garkey over to second back in the fourth inning. That one's a little high. One ball, no strikes. James Nelson, the sophomore, still pitching for the Cardinals, doing a really good job. Has only given up three hits, has four strikeouts. He did hit three batters and walk three. So that one's a ball. Looks like two balls and a strike, if I'm reading the scoreboard correctly.
You are.
That one's a little high. 3-1.
Actually, it says 3-0.
Oh, Nelson wanted that one. Thought I saw one in the strike thing, but no, probably not.
There's one out.
That was a four-pitch walk to Riggs, and he's on base for the second time. One out, one on. Our right fielder, Reese Evers, coming to the plate, and we're going to put Rex Leverett to go out there and run for Riggs.
Riggs, yep.
Riggs, the catcher, can probably use as much rest as he can. You have to squat all day. That's tough on your knees. And so get Rex in the game. And
well, these boys are young.
Yeah. But a catcher takes a beating.
Yeah.
It just does. So if you can get a little extra rest there, that's okay. Nelson comes to the plate. That's a called strike on the inside corner. No balls and a strike to Reese Evers. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Reese Wendell. And Rex Leverett with a bit of a lead over there at first base. Nelson looks over. Rex takes off. That one's down
in
the dirt.
The dirt. And they're just going to eat it.
Yep. It bounced out of the catcher's glove. But even if it had been a perfect pitch and a perfect throw to second, I think Rex had a good enough lead to get there. But no throw, no chance to get him. So he's down at second base. A ball and a strike. And that's a little squibber over to Reese Wendell in the batter's box. Puts the bat down, fields it easily, throws it back to pitcher James Nelson for the Cardinals, and I believe it's a ball and two strikes. I believe what I saw the umpire put up there for the count. One on, one out. Top of the sixth inning, Indians lead 2-0. That one's low.
2-2.
Rex out there at second base with a decent lead. Receivers at the plate. Reese struck out looking his first time up and then hit a hard shot to the third baseman who did not play it well. So he got on in the fourth inning. Here we are, two balls, two strikes, one out. That one's a little inside, full count. Three balls, two strikes, one out. We have a runner at second and a two-run lead. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Nelson has pitched the whole game for the Cardinals. Alex Deuce has put 15 straight batters down. That one's foul, probably out of play down the left field line. If it's not out of play, it was farther than they could run to catch it. So
we've
got the dugout in the way, so it's a little hard to see where it went. But I
think it was right on the fence.
Yep. So that is, the count remains, three balls, two strikes. And Reese Evers steps back in again. See if you can just put one down the right field line this time.
Yeah, that right fielder's playing
way
to the
center field. That one is shot to the second baseman. He'll go over to first. And he
got it.
Gets him at first, but that moves Rex Leverett, running for Riggs Toby, over to third base. And we'll go back to the top of the order with Reese Wendell. Last time up, he hit a pretty good fly ball out to center field, but it was more or less right at the center fielder. So it's time to get her going again here. A little insurance run at third base if we can get him in. That one's a called strike on the inside corner, a slow curve. The ball's in a strike. Two men out now. For our Indians, runner at third base looking to get him in for one more run to make sure that we can keep this lead. That's a swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. First one was a called strike on the inside corner. There's a big old swing right there. Reese Wendell, our leadoff batter, batting here in the sixth inning with two outs and a runner at third base. Alex Dews, the pitcher, on deck. That one's a little high. One ball, two strikes. Reese Wendell back in the batter's box. Nelson gets his sign. That one's high. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Top of the sixth. Indians lead by two. That's a swing and a miss. That's out number three. And the Indians leave one on base. So that's three outs. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Indians still lead 2-0. We'll be back right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy. At Kaup Pharmacy, we can take care of all your healthcare needs, including oxygen in your home. Our trained home service representatives deliver, set up, and train you on this oxygen equipment. We routinely check our oxygen equipment and patients to make sure they are getting the service they need. We have oxygen concentrators, tanks, portable oxygen concentrators. So call us at 419-375-7007 and ask us how we can take care of your home oxygen needs. We are Kaup Pharmacy, caring for people like family.
We're back here at New Bremen. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning, and they're going to bring 7, 8, and 9. Austin Heckman, the designated hitter, leads it off. That's a little outside from Alex Dews. One ball, no strikes for Alex to Heckman. 1, 2, 3 in the first, 1, 2, 3 in the second, 1, 2, 3 in the third, 1, 2, 3 in the fourth, and 1, 2, 3 in the fifth. That one's a swing and a miss for Heckman, and it is one ball, one strike. Alex Dew's pitching very, very well today. That one's high and outside. That curve kind of got away from him a little bit. Two balls and a strike to Heckman. Alex has thrown a lot of strikes today. That one's a big old swing and a miss. That one's high in the zone, maybe a little out of the zone, but a swing and a miss. Looked at that, as Dave Kaup calls that, the high cheese.
Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes. Alex Deuce comes to the plate. That's fouled back over the screen and
over
into the field.
There goes the kids.
Yep, all right.
About four or five of them.
Yeah, you get $10 if you bring a ball back in. I don't think that's true. 2-2. That curveball kind of hung, stayed way up there. Full count now. Alex Deuce will be coming to the plate again. And that one's a called strike right down the pike. That was a beautiful pitch.
Yeah.
That was a tough one. I can't believe somebody took that one knowing that Alex is throwing strikes. But that is a good old strike looking. And Caleb Keller, the second baseman, is at the plate. He's a sophomore. Slow curve, beautiful pitch. Man, whew. The ball's in a strike. Alex Dews throwing. I think that last batter might have been the only batter he got this ball three with.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike. That one was a little inside, I think. Caleb Keller at the plate. That one's called strike at the numbers. One ball, two strikes. Alex Dews throwing BBs. Sidearm.
Got him.
Yep, I thought that was a strike. It took,
I mean,
took
he kind of, he
umpire
kind of
thought a little bit.
Flinched a little bit like he was going to, and then he didn't. Yep. I bet he wishes he would now.
Yep, two strikeouts, both looking. Alex is on. Grayson Tinderman, the right fielder. That one's a called strike. Tinderman is the freshman, batting ninth. His second time up. Alex looks in, gets a sign, batting left-handed here. That one is another called strike on the outside corner. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the sixth, or bottom of the sixth inning, Indians leading 2-0 over the Cardinals. That one's a little outside, but not by much.
Nope.
Tempting him. So he's had two strikeouts looking here this inning.
Three here.
Yep. Cut that outside corner. Man, he only had three strikeouts coming to this inning, and he struck the side out. Every one of them looking. Whew. Six innings, no base runners. We'll be back with the top of the seventh. Indians leading 2-0 right after this.
If you're looking for great food at great prices,
Just call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Mary Colleen's your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made foot-long subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat and eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken Alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA. Your best friend on a busy night.
Welcome back to New Bremen, where the Indians lead 2-0 going into the top of the seventh inning. Alex Deuce will come to the plate, pitcher for the Indians, looking to maybe help himself out a little bit, get on base, and maybe score another insurance run. Alex at the plate, and a new pitcher, Nolan Keening, comes from first base in to pitch. And first pitch is high and inside. Keening comes again. That's a little off. Two balls, no strikes. Caden Homan on deck, the designated hitter for the Indians. Alex has singled, walked, and hit into double play his first time up is what he did. And here he is with a called strike. Two balls and a strike. That one's a strike on the inside corner. I think Alex was taken on purpose just to make the guy throw a strike or two. And now he has two balls, two strikes. Evens the count. And he'll swing and miss. And that is the Indians' fifth strikeout of the game. And Caden Homan, the designated hitter, will step in. Caden has walked, lined one to center field, and grounded out to the shortstop today. He's putting the bat on the ball this year. That's a strike on the inside corner. Nice pitch. Beautiful pitch. One ball, or no balls, one strike. Nolan Keening on the mound for the Cardinals. That one's a little one hopper back over kind of toward us. Foul. No balls, two strikes. Homan steps back in. Fastball misses just a little. Ball, two strikes. Keening's a pretty hard thrower here. He might be their ace. He probably pitched some on Tuesday against Minster. That one's popped foul.
Over the dugout.
Over the first base dugout. Yep.
I don't know. I looked up and the sun got my eyes. Sun, I lost it.
I had to watch everybody.
I was just hoping it wasn't coming back this way.
I was kind of watching the people around us that might have seen it, and they didn't look like they were scurrying, and the people over there did. So it's ball, two strikes. Homan hits one to the shortstop, plays it well, over to first in time. Two up, two down for our Indians here in the top half of the seventh. Cleanup hitter Gavin Fowler comes to the plate, followed by Troy Homan. Two outs, nobody on. Indians lead 2-0, top of inning number seven. Indians scored their runs in the second inning when we put eight batters at the plate. Nolan Keening now pitching. That one's a little high. One ball, no strikes to Gavin Fowler. Two outs, bases empty, top of the seventh. And that one's
that's a hot shot
down the first baseline. Inside out swing, goes right across the base, rolls into the foul territory. So the right fielder has to go chasing a long way. And Gavin Fowler with a two-out double stands at second base now. I think that's the first extra base hit for the Indians. So yeah. I think it's only our fourth hit. And that'll bring Troy Homan, batting left-handed, center fielder, senior for our Indians, facing Nolan Keening. Troy's been hit by a pitch and bunted. Pitcher got him just by a step. That was back in the third inning, and he struck out swinging last time up. So ball, no strikes to Troy Keening, and he lines one over second base. That'll drop in there.
Drops.
And Gavin held up for just a second to see where that was going, and he only gets to third base. But that puts him on the corners. Troy Homan at first, Gavin Fowler at third, still two outs, but a little two-out rally going here by the Indians, trying to put some insurance runs on the board. Slim 2-0 lead. Caden Grizzy will come to the plate. Third baseman, sophomore Alex Garkey on deck. Two outs, two on. 2-0 Indians, top of the seventh. Nolan Keening, the senior hard-throwing pitcher, pitching for the Cardinals now. Big old swing and a miss. Got away from the catcher, but stayed in front of him.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure Gavin was two steps off of third base, not going anywhere. No balls and a strike. Caden Grizzy. Fake throw, and like he was going to throw to third, turned around trying to catch Troy off of first base. And so
didn't work.
Yep, back to the pitch. That one's low. Troy Homan scurries down to second base. So we have him at second and third. And Caden Grizzy could bring a couple extra runs in if he can put one in a gap somewhere. Alex Garkey on deck, two outs. Runners at second and third for our Indians.
Troy had a nice lead there.
Yep, Keening. That one's a little outside. Two balls, one strike is what I'm seeing on the scoreboard. I think that's correct.
Yes.
Grizzy back of the box, ready to go. Low, three balls and a strike. Nolan Keening, pretty sure he doesn't want to load the bases for Alex, for Alex Garkey, but.
No, I'm sure he doesn't.
3-1 pitch. That's a nice pitch right down the middle. Three balls, two strikes, full count, two outs. Runners at second and third for our Indians. Top of the seventh inning, we lead 2-0.
That's obtainable for them, so they don't don't want us to get in more.
Yep.
If we could get one or two, that would.
That one's a little high and maybe outside, and that's a base on balls. That's loading the bases for our Indians, and that'll bring Alex Garkey, our sophomore shortstop. Riggs Toby on deck, two outs. Two-out rally going here for the Indians. Had the first two men out and the next three on base. A double, a single, and a walk. That puts them at third, second, and first. That one's a pitch outside. Almost could have gotten away from the catcher. One ball, no strikes. Nolan Keening on the mound now for the Cardinals. That one's squibbled down the...
Foul ball. Foul ball.
Oh, man. The third baseman got his glove on it, but they called it foul before.
Yeah.
But it did hit foul, but I think it might have been able to go fair, although it did not.
Yeah.
But he called it foul because it hit foul once, but it hadn't gotten to the base yet. So he might have jumped the gun on that, but that's okay. It ended up being that anyway. So it is a ball and a strike to Alex Garkey. Bases full, two outs. Top of the seventh, Indians lead 2-0. That one's high in the zone. Going to be a called strike, a ball, two strikes to Alex Garkey. Riggs Toby on deck. Trying to get some insurance runs for Alex Dews. He'll be going to the bottom of the seventh. There's a hard hit ball inside out swing. That hits the gap in right center field. That'll score one. That'll score two, and they're they tried to get him at third base. He was kind of coasting into third base. Ball got there.
But he dropped it.
Yeah. So two more runs scored. It's now 4-0 Indians. And Alex Garkey at first with a two RBI single. That was beautiful. Man, he hit kind of an inside-out swing, and it curved away from the center fielder, who might have had a chance at it. But it got in between right fielder and the center fielder, and that'll bring Riggs Toby to the plate. He's been hit by a pitch, sacrificed Alex Garkey over to second in the fourth inning, and walked his last time up. And we do have a place to put him. Second base is open. We'll take that. And Reese Evers on deck. So two runs in. One pops out of the catcher's glove, goes out into a field of play. And Alex just kind of coasts on down to second base. He was probably going to get there eventually anyway. So we have runners at second and third now. Riggs at the plate. No balls and a strike. That's a called strike up in the top of the zone, letter high. Nice pitch. Nolan Keening now pitching for the Cardinals. James Nelson pitched the first six innings and did a very good job. Keening comes in. That one's low in the dirt, and the catcher blocks it, so nobody can move up.
This catcher's done a good job.
Yes, he has. One ball, two strikes. Riggs Toby steps back in. Reese Evers in the on-deck circle for our Indians. Keening looks in. That's a hard hit. That might get into the gap. Right fielder coming over, and he has it for out number three. But the Indians, with a big two-out rally, come up with two more runs. We've played six and a half, going to the bottom of the seventh. Indians lead 4-0.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
When it comes to managing residue and developing your soil profile, you've got choices. So how do you know which tool to use? It all depends on your operation and farming practices. If you're looking to reduce soil erosion, manage moisture, or even deal with field variability like rocks and low spots, vertical tillage could be a good fit for your farm. And Case IH vertical tillage equipment can support your residue management goals and help boost your yield potential. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and let us help you choose the right vertical tillage tool for your operation.
Welcome back to New Bremen, where our Indians lead 4-0 now, going into the bottom of the seventh. Do or die time for the New Bremen Cardinals. They are going through the lineup the third time. Leadoff hitter Gavin Quellhorst will lead it off, left-handed batter. They are looking for their first base runner today. That one's way high, an outside curveball got away from Alex. One ball, no strikes to leadoff batter Gavin Quellhorst. He has, hit back to the pitcher and flown out to center field. That's a called strike. One ball, one strike. Quellhorst, Tiemann, and Kenning. Alex comes to the plate again. Sidearm. That's a tough hopper to Sage, but he plays it pretty well, gets it on that second hop. Over to Gavin pretty easily. One up, one down in the seventh inning.
Did a good job staying in front of it.
Yep. That's going to bring Aaron Tiemann, shortstop. Alex with the sidearm way outside and past the catcher. Riggsy couldn't quite get to that one. One ball, no strikes to Aaron Tiemann, senior shortstop. Nice pitch down the middle. Might have just caught the outside corner instead of the middle, but a ball and a strike. Tiemann foul tip back to the screen.
Foul, yep.
One ball, two strikes now. One out. Bottom of the seventh. Indians lead 4-0. Cardinals looking for their first base runner. Alex gets his sign. Comes to the plate. Just a little low. Two balls, two strikes. A couple inches higher, he would have called that a strike.
Yeah.
Alex comes to the plate again. 2-2 pitch. And that's hit pretty hard out towards center field. But Troy takes a couple little trots to back and maybe to a little to his right. And they are down to their last out.
11, Nolan Kinney.
And the pitcher, Nolan Kinney, is coming to the plate. Cleanup hitter Johnny Heitkamp on deck. Cardinals hoping to get a base runner here. Big old swing and a miss by Kenning. Two outs. No balls and a strike. Swing and a miss.
It's the last one here.
No balls, two strikes. Kenning. And then Johnny Heitkamp, if they get that far. Alex brings that one in. That looked pretty good.
Just missed.
He wasn't going to ring him up for the last pitch of the game, I think, is what that was about. So Alex will come back to the plate again. That one's low. Two balls, two strikes now. Two outs, nobody on for the New Bremen Cardinals, looking to get a base runner in the game. Have not had a base runner yet. Kenning calls a timeout. He'll step out. Look down at Coach Wells at third base. He's back in. Alex has his sign. He says, yep, Riggs, that's what I'm throwing. And that one's fouled back to the screen. That was a nice pitch. He got a little bit of it. He was late on it. Count stays two balls, two strikes. Alex comes to the plate. That is a called strike three on that sidearm. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a perfect game. And the guys are dousing him with water. And 21 up and 21 down. Alex Dews with a tremendous game.
Yep.
One of the, you could tell he was on right from the beginning. It was just something to see. So 21 up, 21 down, no base runners. And we'll be back with to kind of wrap this up. Indians win 4-0.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
It's First Thursday at Stroll Appliance and Electronics. Strolls will be open until 7 p.m. this Thursday for your shopping convenience. You will always find a great deal on First Thursday of the month at Strolls. GE Appliances, Radio Shack Electronics, Scrapbooking Supplies are all at Strolls. 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
And thank you, Deb Stroll, for wishing us good luck. And I wouldn't say it was luck. It was a lot of skill. Alex Dews threw a perfect game. 21 batters up, 21 batters down. What my very unofficial is, but I think it's correct, 0 hits, 0 errors, 0 walks, 0 left on base, nobody hit by a pitch, and 7 strikeouts. He threw strike after strike after strike, and Reese Guggenbiller was telling me right after the 6th inning that he had about 60 pitches, and he might have thrown another 12 or 13 in that inning. So he had about, let's call it 75 pitches and 21 outs. An outstanding display by Alex Dews we've seen that a lot of times. It never got that perfect game. So for the Indians, we'll kind of go through that. We had 6 hits. James Nelson was a starting pitcher. He gave up 3 hits, 4 walks, and he had 5 strikeouts, I believe, and we left up like 9 runners on base, something like that. He hit 3 batters, and then Nolan Kenning came in and pitched the 7th inning. He gave up 3 hits and a couple of runs, and I believe he walked 1 batter. So, and I believe he might have had a strikeout also. So Indians had scored 2 in the 2nd, put 8 batters at the plate. And we scored again in the 7th inning. We had the first 2 batters were out. Alex Dews struck out, and then Caden Homan grounded to the shortstop. Then Gavin Fowler came up and hit a double in the gap. And Troy Homan hit a single that put him on the corners. And he stole 2nd, and Caden Grizzy walked, and that loaded the bases. We got a couple of runs. Alex Garkey with a single. They got Alex a couple of extra insurance runs just in case things didn't work. But if you didn't come to the game, tough luck. You missed something awesome. And we wrote down everybody's Fort Recovery fans' names. So if you say a few years later that you were at the game, we can prove whether you were or not. So if you weren't here, don't be telling people you were here and saw it. It was something to see, and you should have been here. So, again, Indians on a perfect game. Alex Dews, Indians come away with a 4-0 victory over the New Bremen Cardinals. Tomorrow, we have a game scheduled at Anna. Weather is making it look a little iffy, but we'll see how that goes. That's at Anna, and then Saturday, doubleheader against Rushi, our annual first Saturday in May game against Rushi, and it is a home game, doubleheader, 11 a.m., and if there's a lot of rain on Friday, that start time might get backed up a little bit. Tournament drawing is on Sunday, and then next week, it's the end of the regular season. That's not correct, because we're playing some the next week with some makeup games. But next week we play at Arcanum on Monday, and we host St. Mary's on Tuesday. And then from what I have here in front of me, that doesn't seem right, but it probably is. Let's see. Yeah, so that's from the original schedule. Play St. Mary's on Tuesday, then Thursday we complete the game with Versailles from back 6 weeks ago or whatever that was. Indians were down 4-0, I believe, in the top of the 5th inning. And so on Thursday, that is at home, and we will finish that game and play as much of the next game as we can before dark. And that's Thursday. Friday, we will go up to Dufferin St. John's, and that is the makeup game that was postponed from very early in the season. And then on Saturday, we will play Tri-Village at home. So next week we have Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 5 games scheduled. And we will, somewhere along the line, get the Versailles game and the Duff of St. John's game in. The other ones are non-league games, so if we're not able to get them in due to weather or whatever, that's okay. But Indians, we're rolling. It is just, it's Tuesday. New Knoxville, a much improved team over the last number of years. They have 5 wins on the season. They've never had more than 2 for a long time. Indians went in and beat them 13-1. And then today, Alex Dews comes out and throws a perfect game. And he had 0 walks. I think we decided he had 2 batters that he went to ball 3 on. He was throwing strikes, and they were missing. And he was on his game. And if you didn't see it, you really missed something. So want to thank our sponsors, of course, as always. Want to thank all you guys for listening. And this will be in the archives in an hour or so. And we want to thank Jerry Byram for helping us out again, as always. He corrects me very regularly, and thank him for doing that, because I'm always messing something up. And, of course, Reese Guggenbiller for running all the commercials and keeping me from screwing that up, too. So Jerry keeps me from screwing up when I'm talking, and Reese won't let me touch the equipment, which is exactly how it needs to be. Thanks, Reese. Appreciate it a lot. So we'll be back tomorrow, we hope, with the game at Anna. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. This special sports coverage of Indians Baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.